testified in support of this program to improve pedestrian safety in Old Town, and I think that it's had a marked improvement. It was not a perfect plan, but it was better than mixing the intoxicated patrons with three lanes of traffic jostling and cruising our neighborhood. After 9 months of meeting as the Entertainment District Stakeholder Advisory Group, I'm really delighted that so many stakeholders were able to create such a broad consensus on how to improve Old Town, not just for the nightlife, but on a 24-hour basis. With the help of Better Block PDX and with Portland Bureau of Transportation, our group was able to create a lively, welcoming Old Town for not just the nightlife scene, but for Old Town visitors, tourists, neighbors, and Old Town residents as well. We were able to do outreach to the local businesses, the social service providers, and really get everyone on board with this experimentation. I think this experiment yielded valuable feedback and a real enthusiastic reception in the neighborhood. My feedback to the city decision makers would be not just to take action on this ordinance and pass it, but also, and the proposed improvements that are within the ordinance, but also to create a system with PBOT that allows for further community-inspired experimentation on other city projects citywide. So please pass this ordinance to maintain the current nightlife's public safety program and also continue to work with stakeholders and PBOT to create daytime vitality in Old Town and also to allow experiments like this other places in the city.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks very much. Thanks for your help with it as well. Sure. Okay, any council questions for staff before we vote?
Question for you, Mayor. I'm torn between a year and 6 months, and thinking maybe there's a compromise, because what we're saying is we're delegating a lot of creative work with high stakes. Would you consider a friendly amendment that the council receive a written report in 6 months?
Very happy to do that.
And that based on whatever that report provides, the council can act accordingly. But in particular, if we could try to come up with some metrics for, and I appreciate the fact that Mayor Day says it's a public safety initiative, and he has my complete confidence and his team. But I'd like the report to also address some numbers that we could get on just impact on business generally, and whether that's done through a survey or something else, get a sense of the impact. So if there's something that we as a council need to address that we can.
Yeah, I think it's a fine idea, and also obviously we need to involve our stakeholders committee in that process of producing that report. So I'm happy to do that, and I don't want to denigrate the suggestion, but actually if all you hear from us in 6 months is a report, that won't be success, because hopefully we're going to be coming to you as a council or as commissioner in charge of a given bureau to say, we need to try this experiment. Your bureau is going to need to stretch, as PBOT did with this last one. And PBOT's not done stretching, as Commissioner Novick knows. So other bureaus are going to help with the next set of experiments as this group devises them. So hopefully you'll be hearing from us on a ad hoc basis as we're trying ideas, but then also 6 months from now, a how we're doing report is completely appropriate. Other comments before we vote? Okay, let's do then. Roll call, please.
Novick?
I'm so impressed by the work that that all the neighbors have done, the business have done, that the police bureau has done to try to make this a safer and more vibrant place. Really impressed by the work of Better Blocks. Had a great time when I went down to visit that experiment the other day. And PBOT is very excited about continuing to work with everybody to address the traffic and safety issues in the area. Thank you all very much. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you, Mayor, for having this hearing and giving everybody an opportunity to comment on how the last year has gone. I'm concerned about the increase in Part 1 crimes, and I know that the commander is as well, so that's something else I'll be wanting to see a report on in 6 months. I appreciate the efforts by the neighborhood groups and businesses to come up with the solutions and the best practices, and we do need to have a more wider conversation with all of our neighborhoods about these kinds of issues on Hawthorne and Division and various other places, that this can be a pilot for the whole city, but the conversations about the public right-of-way and how we as a council make decisions about the public right-of-way and how the communities of Portland, all of them, weigh in on the interactions between police and transportation and private businesses, I think, is an important conversation. Obviously, activating the street with other activities, performers, vendors, could make it a safer place, as we've seen with the pilot project there. As we know from last Thursday, it then creates some other challenges that need to be addressed and paid for. So we need to have, I think, some standardized protocols for closing streets and providing safe activities in every area of the city. Very much appreciate the work that's being done here. Aye.
Fish.
This is a good hearing. I thought the last hearing we had was also very constructive. It's important, I think, to air these issues. Obviously, we're hearing concerns, even from people that are offering qualified support. That's the purpose of a hearing, and we've made a record. I like the idea of local solutions crafted with key stakeholders, and I also like the idea of taking chances. So I'm comfortable supporting this and continuing this experiment, and perhaps there are some things we'll learn from this exercise that could have citywide application, could inform some larger discussions. I'm reminded that in Times Square in New York City, one of the very busiest and most congested parts of the city, under Mayor Bloomberg, they turned it into largely a plaza right at the intersection where you had more traffic than probably any other place in the city converging. And it had a calming effect. It also created a different experience if you were on the street. And I'm guessing when that was proposed, there were a lot of opposition. But there seems to be some balance that's worked, and you have to experiment in order to get there. So appreciate that we'll be getting ongoing reports. And again, I want to make also sure that in the name of addressing public safety, we don't impose an undue burden on businesses that also have to prosper during this experiment. So thank you all. If I mention Chad's name one more time in this hearing, he'd have to get the next size up in Western wear hats because his head is starting to expand. But good staff work needs to be acknowledged. Thank you, Chad. And thank you, Mayor. Bye.
Saltzman.
Good work by all. This is certainly an experiment worth continuing another year. Aye.
Hales.
Well, let me just, in my comments, just give maybe some folks a glimpse into the psychic landscape of a mayor or a city commissioner, and that is there are things on our to-do list that are problems to be managed, you know, where it never really gets better, but you just have to deal with it. And then there are opportunities where there are more, it's more than the sum of its parts, where this could be really great. And frankly, this issue for me, and I think for Chad and for all of us that have been working on it, has transformed from one of those problems to be managed to an opportunity. And I want to thank everybody involved in that evolution. Dan, you and the other property owners of the district, Howard, you and other neighborhood leaders, the police bureau has been stellar all along, as have the ONI staff, PBOT for really being amazingly flexible on a short schedule to respond to the Better Block experiment, and this incredible team of volunteers from Better Block. I think this has gone from, again, a management of a liability to an opportunity to really take the visions that this neighborhood has had for a long time that we've talked a lot about in this chamber from concept to reality. So I'm very excited about this. I'm looking forward to the next stage of the work. I'm looking forward to learning some new things as we have over the last few weeks. So you can tell from my comments, I hope, that you've got my enthusiastic cooperation to continue experimentation and collaboration to get to great results for all concerned in a vital district 24/7. So great work by all. More to come. Thank you. Aye.
Mayor Hales, just in terms of the balance of our calendar, and
yes,
then
let's check in about that.
I'm going to have to leave in about 15, and then I have an absence this afternoon. I would just suggest that since we have two emergency items,
yes,
we could move 82 and 83 up and just hear those before lunch. The rest, I think, go to a second reading.
That also, 84 is an emergency.
Pardon me?
84.
For three emergencies.
And I'm supposed to be leaving momentarily as well. So I think if we could take the emergency items quickly, we might be able to dispose of them. I suspect, Commissioner Novick, that 1084 is not a long item.
It's an item that we want to celebrate, but it shouldn't take too long to do so.
Okay. So, Commissioner Fritz, are you ready with 1082 and 1083 at this
point?
Just
arrived, so yes. Thank you.
Okay. So let's take those up, and again, I may go ahead and depart and
Can we do a time check?
So what do you think?
How much time are we going to be using on these emergency items? Because
Yeah, let's check.
I think we're going to lose a quorum here shortly.
Yeah, we're in danger of that.
And so. I think we should break for lunch.
Yes, I think we should too. So
we have Linda Robinson has been waiting patiently.
Yeah, so people are here on 1082 and 1083 as well as on 1084, right?
Dean Funk has been waiting patiently for quite some time on 1084.
Well, let's power forward and see how we do over the next 15 minutes.
Okay. Well.